so-and-so is getting married. I'm like, what? To who? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you don't know who? Like, what?
You know when you are about to do something? I feel like this happens to guys more, where like you go through a door and you completely forget where you're going.
That's a you thing.
Nah, I feel like that's something that happens to a lot of people. I'm pretty sure, like, there's videos made on this, okay? This is not unique to me. I know there are a lot of things. My memory has been getting better, by the way, but this specifically, like, I literally got up to go and get
my... What? Because every week, I'm about to expose you now.
What do I do every week?
Every week, Amir needs something from the other rooms, okay?
That's literally what I'm about to say, okay.
I know. And every week, he'll say it out loud, okay? So I hear it. He'll get up, but something else will distract him for like 3 seconds. And then he'll walk out. He'll come back and be like, what was I looking for again?
No. But that's the play into my door theory. Mm-hmm. Where like, for some reason, when you walk through a door, it almost acts like a barrier. Like some type of like, I don't know. It takes to like a different dimension mind-wise.
You mean forgetfulness?
No. It's something about going through doors. Because then when you walk back through the door into that same room, you remember.
I remind you every week.
I remember before you remind me.
I will literally record the next week when we record.
Yeah.
I'm gonna record you from my phone and you have to input the footage.
Of what? Me walking in and out?
You forgetting and then me reminding you. But then, it happens every week.
But then that's like the whole like chicken or the egg situation. It's like, will I remember now because I know that you're filming because you think that I'll forget?
Hey,
so I'll intentionally not forget so that placebo. It doesn't look like I'm forgetting.
Placebo effect.
What?
Yeah. Then it'll work.
Welcome Anyways. Back, guys.
I was gonna say that.
Oh, go ahead.
But it's okay, you said it.
No, you good. I said it last week.
Welcome back, guys.
To the cousin.
Connection podcast. Oh my god. No, we need more energy than that. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Cousin
Connection.
Oh my god, podcast.
Oh my god, I missed it. I got too excited. Okay, no, let's get serious. How's your week, Sada?
It was pretty good.
Was it? Was pretty... It didn't sound like it was good. It sounded like a little crazy. I'm just saying.
Well, because I was left alone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I told you that. Yeah, my boss trusted me to hold down the fort for the first time. And I said, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that sounded like fun.
But you know what? The last 2 days that I was alone was pretty good.
Isn't that what I said? I said, you know, like Thursday, Friday, people tend to like slow down near the end of the week anyway. So, you already made it through the hump. When I heard everything, all the like ish hitting the fan.
Yeah.
That was like a Wednesday. That was hump day, basically. Yeah. And hump day is always a worst day. So, you know, you made it past hump day and it turned out fine.
That is true. That is true. And I did work from home Thursday, Friday. So it was chill. I wasn't super stressed. It was pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty good.
You made it through the work week.
I did.
You made it through the work and the week.
Work aside.
Yeah.
So I'm still training. You know, I feel like people are getting annoyed with this whole 5K business. Don't worry. It's almost over. 1 month to go.
I thought you meant work, but yeah, go ahead.
So I finally have like progressed in terms of my distance that I could run.
Have you done a 5K?
Yeah, I can do 5K, but like stopping and starting.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I finally, guys, I'm a slow runner and I'm obviously a beginner at running, but I ran a full 1.2K straight without stopping. And so I'm like, all right, 4 more K to go and I have 1 month to do it.
You know what? Progress is progress. Inshallah. Yeah. That 1.2 turns into 2 next week and then 3 the other week. And then by week 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
4.
By week 4.
That'll be your first time actually like, you know, attempting the 5K.
No.
Do you want to spoil it ahead of time?
Before the race, I'm going to attempt it.
Oh, you're going to attempt it before?
Yeah. Because I want to make sure that I could actually do it. You know?
Oh, okay. Because I've always wondered, like, do marathon runners do a marathon to train for a marathon?
Maybe not a full, but they'll do like half.
Yeah. So if you can do half, can you do the full thing?
Well, people like walk in between.
Yeah.
You know, and there's like pit stops for marathons because that's like 40 something kilometers.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Isn't it 56?
Is it 56?
I'm so bad. I don't know. I know it's 26 miles.
Yeah. So isn't that about like 42 kilometers?
It's 1.6 times that. So I guess it wouldn't be 2 times that.
Hey, Siri.
Before you say, okay, let's say it's not 40. It's going to be like 46. No, let me guess. 1.6 times 26 is 50. I don't know.
What's 26 miles plus or minus one in kilometers?
26 miles is 41.84 kilometers.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
42 kilometers. I told you.
Damn, my math is way off.
He said 50.
I haven't had to do math like that in a while. Okay.
Kumon failed you.
Yeah. Mm. It didn't fail me. I just failed myself by forgetting.
Damn. Damn.
Yeah. You know, be hard on yourself, guys. It's the only way you can grow.
How was your week?
My week was good, too. What I was going to say is that this is like the first week. So, last year, almost like to the day, is when I got my injury from like squatting like failing. I think I posted about that like a year ago. And that was, I kind of downplayed it, but that was really bad to the point where like I couldn't do bench press anymore. Mm. I couldn't do squats really. Like anything that required me to put anything on my back would hurt. Like the most I could do was a little bit of deadlifts. So basically the thing that I had been focusing on for like the first 10 years of my lifting career, I could not even do anymore, which was powerlifting, right? So I had to do like light work stuff, more bodybuilding stuff, and even that stuff was a pain. So I guess this is one kind of like advice for people. Mm. If you ever get an injury, don't just like stop completely and allow yourself to heal. Like, of course, allow yourself to heal from it, but well, don't follow my advice in this case and like actually go and get it checked out by a doctor. I didn't do that, but I did do a lot of rehab on it. Mm. Like essentially I would do the same workouts, but drop the weights significantly. Even if like, you know, you have to check your ego. Even if it required me to like literally do like 10 pounds
Damn.
Or like just a bar or something, I would do it. Yeah.
I know that hurt you.
Huh? It did. But like, I knew that because I've injured myself plenty of times before that, but not as severe as that was at that time. I knew that I had to start slow, but I just didn't have to stop, right? That's the biggest advice I can give people. Just don't stop. Even if you get injured, if something happens, do as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Don't do it to the point where you're hurting yourself more, but do it to where you're still going to the gym and still continuing with that habit. Because a lot of people, like, they might, something might happen and they stop completely with even continuing the habit of going to the gym. Even if you're all you can do is just cardio, walking around, that kind of thing. Just going there will at least keep that in your routine so that when you completely heal or when you get back to somewhat of a working form where you can kind of get back to your workouts, you have that in your schedule still. Yeah. And you're still doing it. So yeah, all I did was like I dropped all my weights down. I like slowly built it up. And like this week was the first week I was back and I felt 100%.
Wow, congratulations.
So, you know, it was fun. You know, it took some time. It took literally a whole year.
Yeah.
Which also should teach you that, like, you know, slow and steady wins the race. Like, if you have an injury like this, don't try and, like, jump in quickly. Don't feel discouraged. Just know that it takes time. Time will heal. Like, I'm at an age where things take longer. So maybe when I was younger, if I had the same injury, it would have taken half the year. But, you know, I accept it. I'm getting older now, okay? My body isn't the same as it used to be when I was younger. So it took me a whole year, but now I'm back to 100%. So this was the first week where I actually, like, I've been going to the actual gym. Before, when I say that, I mean, like, I've been working out at the gym that I have at my work. Not my work, sorry, at my building.
Yeah.
And that gym has, like, pretty much everything that I need, but it's not the best equipment. It's not the most updated equipment. I just found out, like, a few weeks ago that the bar that I was working on was 55 pounds instead of the average 45 pounds that you know most barbells are supposed to be 45 pounds. So I, a lot of times when I was getting back to it, even like a few months ago before I got back to the actual like commercial gym that I go to, I was pushing weight that I thought I should have been able to do easily, but it felt a lot heavier. And especially like if you're doing bench press, that 10 pound difference can be a huge game changer in like how much you can lift, especially in bench press. So yeah, so this week I started going to commercial gym again and everything felt fine. So, you know, that's a little win for the week basically.
Okay. Yeah. Love so to see it.
That's what's been going on in my week.
Nice. So this week, these topics actually were suggested by a friend like so long ago, you know. Okay. So I was actually on a flight back from LA to here. So a couple weeks ago, and I had Wi-Fi on the plane. And so I was still like receiving messages and stuff. And my friend was sending like first sent it through a text, but then started sending a bunch of voice notes, which the Wi-Fi wasn't strong enough, so I couldn't actually listen to the voice notes, and I couldn't see the transcription.
Oops. Yeah.
Anyways, when Amir was like, "Oh, you know, what are our topics going to be this week?" I'm like, "Wait, I actually have an idea." Mm-hmm. A little bit of a break from our normal political talk that we've been talking about.
Something that gets back into the good graces of the algorithm.
Yeah, like just a little minor break. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, especially for, you know, those of you that are around our age, maybe you can relate to this. There was a bunch of different topics. I'm actually really proud of my writing. I'm not going to lie, because I haven't written in a very long time.
It's, for me, from here, it's somewhat legible. But
get out of here compared to
I'm
yours.
I'm playing. Yeah,
anyways.
It's just a lot. It's a lot on there.
It is a lot. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to spoil myself by looking at it.
But, you know, this one's all about adult friendships and all of the nuances around that. And we have talked about like friendships in like male and female friendships like many times before, I feel like, but you know, over the years, because that might have been like maybe a year or two ago, we evolve as human beings and we grow, as you guys have seen on this podcast now for the last couple of years. And so maybe our opinions have changed, I don't know, but let's start with the first point of friendship formation as an adult. Do you feel like you have formed any new friendships in your adult years? Like, do you have any new friends?
No, but what? But that's because I'm a person who, like, you know,
you're an introvert,
no new friends. I'm like all Drake.
That's not true.
Unless it's new family, I'm like, I ain't got like time to make new friends, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the schedule for this past year has been so nonstop. I'm like, if I did make any new friends, they would have gotten no attention. So I did not have the time to invest in any new friendships.
Okay.
And I'm not a type of person to even look for a lot more adult friendships. But I don't want to speak for my wife, but like, this was something because, you know, as people know, like, she's from America, she's coming here technically outside of, you know, us and like, you know, people that she's met along the way of us building relationship, whatever, she is still new to the city and wants to make friends here, right? And when she said that, I was like, why? It's like, why would you
deprive her? I'm here.
No. I'm like, because in my mind, I'm always like, it's so busy out here, like, but I already have all the connections in the city, right? So, like, I wasn't able to, like, kind of put myself in her shoes for a second there.
Exactly.
Now I understand more, but that was definitely, like, it gave me pause for a second. Like, how do you even have time to think about that? Like, there's so much going on in our lives right now. But, you know, in the next month or so, a lot of our time will be freed up.
Yeah.
Freed up? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our schedule will be freed up a little bit more. So I feel like we'll have more time to actually focus on that and like start building up more relationships, because I'm really bad at doing that already. So exactly. Okay. I'm a very like, you know, I'm doing a lot during the week. You might not hear from me for like a month.
I mean, but like, you are usually down. Like, if I was to text you to be like, hey, do you want to hang out?
Oh, yeah, weekend?
Like,
yeah.
You would do it.
I'm the person like, reach out to me.
Yeah,
if you reach out to me, I will always, like, I will most likely try and make time for you. If someone reaches out to me, I will intentionally, like, I'll mess up my own schedule to make time for that person.
Because
I know that I won't get the other another opportunity, because I myself will almost never find the time to make to go out and do something, because I always fill up my schedule with, like, something extra to do. So it helps for people just to reach out to me.
That was cute.
Oh, chill on. Okay. Okay.
I feel like I'm an extrovert. Let's just admit it now. Get it over with. So I feel like I've made a lot of new friendships as an adult, whether through work, through the podcast. I think, you know, a lot of the girls, like truly I've made friendships with people who listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
And over like the most random like ways, like we just genuinely have become friends. Like, it's so crazy. Like, some of them have come to the live show and like meeting them in person. Like, it's very, it's a very interesting way to make friends, but I also...
Mm-hmm. Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
I feel like I could be friends with a brick wall.
You are more the extrovert in that case. So yeah. I guess that's where our extrovert and introvert tendencies tend to come out more.
Yeah, and like the thing is that... like, you would think that I have all the time in the world because you're like, when the hell do you have time to make friends? I actually don't, but I'm a multitasking queen. And I know once upon a time, Amir said there's no such thing as multitasking, but split attention.
Yeah, definitely split attention.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah, but like, you know, one will always get a little bit more attention. Well, not always, but it's very hard to split that 50-50, you know?
Okay, fine. I won't disagree with that. Well,
some things don't need 100% of your attention. They need like 10%.
True. That is true. Yeah. And I feel like when I think about like adult friendships versus like childhood friends, because alhamdulillah, I feel like we both have been blessed with like lifelong friendships in each other, in our other cousins, like people that we grew up with. Mm-hmm. For the most part, we've pretty much had like the same group of friends.
Yeah.
And so while that's comforting, that's nice. And like you don't have to ever hide who you are because people know like. To have friends from children to adulthood where you literally grow together, you go through all these different phases is like such a blessing. And I think I can speak for both of us. Like, we're very grateful for that.
Yeah.
But to have an adult friendship that you meet, like, as the person that you are today is also kind of nice sometimes.
Yeah. But I feel like going back to how we almost had, like, built-in friends, that kind of did handicap some of us, me specifically, on like making new friends.
No, I get that too. Because sometimes I go through those phases of like, well, I don't really need new friends because I have so many that like...
Yeah.
And also, I get what you mean by handicapped because I know that like if it's Amir or Nabat or Iman or whoever of our other close friends that we grew up with or that we're close to, it doesn't require like that much effort. Like it does, but it doesn't. But if it's a new friend, like it kind of you need a little bit more effort.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I was watching this TikTok earlier about how male friendships require more of like an activity to make you guys feel closer together. Mm-hmm. Whereas for women, it's like talking, like and expressing emotion to each other and like sharing stories and like.
That's funny. There's like a whole.
Let's talk about childhood trauma.
There's a whole like TikTok trend going around right now where women will ask their partner or like the guy in the relationship, just like, okay, so the husband or the boyfriend will give some like new information, be like, oh, my friend is getting a divorce. And the wife will film them and be like, ask them for a bunch of details. And I'd be like, I don't know.
I never asked. Yeah, I knew it. I saw that video. I saw those ones.
But it's like multiple videos of the same the same thing.
That's what? Literally you.
Yeah.
Sometimes Amir, like, will just randomly, casually be like, oh, yeah, like, so-and-so is getting married. I'm like, what? To who? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know? Like, what? And so I'm like trying to like ask him. He's like, I don't know. I never asked.
Yeah, for real.
And I'm like, how do you not ask? That's an important detail.
I know multiple people right now that are getting married and I've congratulated on getting married still don't even know who the wife is.
That's
or the potential, the future wife.
That's crazy.
But I'm happy for them, you know? And that's all I need. That's all we need, man. We just need to know they're rooting for us, okay? Or we're.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, we're rooting.
Like, what are you trying to say?
Or we're rooting. I can't even say that. Oh, my list is coming back. Or we are rooting for them. Oh, my God.
Okay, there we go. Then you got it.
I almost turned into Scooby-Doo for a second.
Third time's the
charm. Sometimes there are those words, man. I don't know.
Yeah. I hear you.
English is like a second language for me, man.
It really isn't. It was your first, but it's okay. Like, no judgment. It's literally all good. But yeah, that's very true. I think guys are just, y'all just don't ask the right questions. I don't know what it is.
You know, sometimes we just don't need that information. We just need to know, are you good? Can we help? No? You know, call me when you're good, when you need it.
But like, wouldn't, if one of the guys, mm-hmm. like, not to put our friends on blast, but like, Hussein, Steve, if you're listening to this, I know Steve listens to this.
Yeah.
But like, if Steve called you up and he was like, I'm just like.
Steve would not do that.
I know. That's why I'm laughing. He would actually never do that. If Hussein. Okay. That makes it even better. Steve called you because he really was struggling.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's like, Amir, I need a friend. I'm really struggling. Like, I'm in a low point mentally. Mm-hmm. Would you go to his house and like, you know, sit with him and listen to him and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, you would offer it or you would wait for him to ask you?
I would maybe go to a third place. I'd be feel weird just going to someone's house like that. I'd be
why?
Like,
that's his
let's
safe
go
space.
And get some food. Food always makes you feel better. Yeah, let's eat our emotions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, I feel like, what am I going to do? With, like, we go to the house, like, you know, talk out your feelings. Ew.
Yeah,
let's
you go and get some food. With, you go over to the house stuff with it. Ice cream.
You take those emotions, you stuff it in the food, and you put it in your mouth, and you put down deep in your stomach, and you never let it go.
So you're okay. Avoiding talking about your feelings.
No. Okay. Be serious. I'm just saying, like, me personally, I feel more comfortable going to a third space where you can kind of, like, have something to do while you're trying to go through those emotions, right?
I feel like it makes you uncomfortable.
It does. Because I don't you know, express emotions like that.
You know that gif where the person's, like petting the person's back with a mop? Like,
I've never seen that one.
That's you. Like, it's not a mop, sorry, a broom. Yeah. Like, they're holding it and they're just, like, patting the person's back with the broom.
Yeah, but I feel like if you ask the majority of guys, like, they might say the same thing. Where, like, you know, they would say, let's go out and do something. Like, you see that a lot. Like, in a lot of movies, they'd be like, yo, let's just go for a drive or something. Mm. Right? Okay, maybe not food, but, like, you can go for a drive. Like, you have to, I feel like you have to kind of be, like, doing something.
And then talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, I feel like guys feel more comfortable expressing themselves when they're, like, doing something. So, like, when you feel like you're going a little too far, or, like, you feel like you're expressing a little too much, and you want to kind of, like, hold back for a second.
Like, you're concentrating on what you're doing.
You can go back on doing what you're concentrating.
What? Oh, my. Okay. Yeah.
You know, if you don't agree for like, the 10 guys who are listening to this, because it's majority.
It really is. Like, our male listener percentage, I believe, is about 10%.
Yeah.
90%
so
women.
For y'all out there, finally, maybe we can get a couple guys to comment and just let me know if you're feeling what I'm saying, or maybe I'm way off on this. But I feel like, you know, guys tend to try and, like, distract a little bit, but, like, address it, but, like, have something that can kind of distract from it as well. Or at least, like, you know, ease the tensions a little bit more, right?
Yeah, like, I'm just thinking about it from, like, a woman's perspective. And I would much rather my besties come to my house in my safe place with some ice cream and we can chat about whatever it is we're upset about. It doesn't always have to be a breakup. I'm just saying, like, it could be anything.
But I'm also just the avoidant kind of person, too.
Yes, you definitely are the avoidant.
Yeah, I don't like conflict of any type.
It's not even this is conflict resolution.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how to deal with that.
Come on. Okay.
You know what? We all have our faults, okay?
Yeah, but you know what, though? Like, you'll see as time goes on, eventually, inshallah, when you become a parent, and you will have to be good at conflict resolution because, you know.
But I feel like that's different.
Why is that?
I don't know why. It's different with, like, family or, like, with your own kids. I feel like I would be better at that. Or I might just push it off to
make henna do it.
No. But, like, I feel like as a parent, like, your mindset changes and that stuff becomes easier to address.
Have you ever stopped two kids from fighting? Like, not obviously not your own kids, but...
Yeah,
like,
I've stopped plenty of kids with fighting, yeah.
Okay, and do you feel like you do a good job? Like, you make them make up?
Or you
just say, like, stop fighting?
Remember, I used to be an Islamic school teacher, okay? For, like, third and fourth graders. Same. That's some lore for y'all.
Same though.
See, exactly.
TBT.
So yeah, so that was a situation we had to deal with a lot of times, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
You had some of that. And also, like, you know, whether it be at like Islamic lessons, of course, I was like sometimes the person who had to corral the kids. Mm. So you're dealing with conflict resolution there too. But I feel like it's different.
Do it for people your age.
What?
You just can't do it with people your age.
Yeah. Or maybe I can, but I just like, I don't know.
It's not easy.
I didn't say I can't deal with it. I just said like we would need like some like.
A buffer.
Yeah. Some buffer, like something to ease attention a little bit. You know, bring up their mood a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes people like if you try and like if you let them wallow. Or, like, depends on what they're reacting to. If you let them, like, sit in that, they can go down, like, some type of, like, spiral, like a negative spiral, maybe.
Yeah.
But if you do something to ease the tensions, whether it be just going for a drive, going to get some food, something that, like, might at least bring up their mood a little bit better, a little bit more. So maybe something they like to do. Yeah, I feel like that can help with the situation. Mm-hmm.
I get it.
You know?
I get it.
You get it? Do you though?
Like, I understand from your perspective. I'm not saying I would do it per se. Mm-hmm. I love conflict resolution. Like, I feel like that's my jam. That's like, I'm not good at it.
That's not my story. Yeah. So, you know what? It could be because, you're just good at that. You feel more confident doing that. I just don't because I'm not good at conflict resolution.
And that's okay.
Yeah. But, like, my advice would always be, like, super... It would be bad because I'm like very into like stoicism, so I'd probably tell them like, can you change what happened? No, gotta let that ish fly, man. You just gotta, you know.
I will never ever forget what Amir told me when I went through my first breakup.
What?
Remember? So I went through a breakup years ago, like a long time ago. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was a long distance relationship, and I was very like. Embarrassed at the time because it was like super public and I was high key emotionally unstable.
Yeah.
And my mom and I had just come over and
I came to your house.
No, I came over to your house.
No, I came to your house first. No.
Did you?
Yeah, I think so.
Why do I remember the interaction? Like
maybe there's a second time.
I think so. But yeah. I remember it happening in this living room. And I was trying so hard to like be like, you know, strong about it. So I was like, oh yeah, by the way, I tried to be so nonchalant, but like joke's on me because I wasn't. But I was like, by the way, Amir, I'm not getting married anymore. And then like obviously my voice cracked and he goes, bring it in. And so as soon as he hugged me, I start crying, obviously, like sobbing. And he's just like, on the bright side, at least you're not moving away. That's literally what you said to me.
Honestly. Hey, you know what? See, I tried to ease tensions a little bit, okay? I don't know how to deal with this stuff.
And then your mom came up and she was just like, she felt so bad. I'm like laughing. I'm about to cry just remembering that because I could tell how like he obviously like had felt sad for me, but it was like I could tell he was so uncomfortable.
Because in my mind, I'm always like, how do I like make them feel better?
Yeah.
In any way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's my idea of conflict resolution.
That just like reminded me of that time, and I never forget it. It always makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. So I totally understand.
Now I remember this.
You remember that? It was really like now looking back, it's really funny. In the moment though, like I was like laugh crying because of what you said.
See, so kind of helped
because in your own way,
like
it was so endearing. It was something along the lines of like, I thought two of my sisters were gonna move away. Now it's just one or something like something like cheesy but like cute in Amir's own way. So I was like, you know what? That means a lot. I really respect that. Because it was also like a year after Gizman had moved.
Yeah, yeah.
She moved in 2018, right?
2018 or 17, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like a year after she moved, and I was gonna move after that. And then he was like, "Yeah, never mind. You're staying here." Because Good times.
I never let her go.
Good never times.
Leaving.
It was like he was like indirectly speaking the podcast into existence without us even knowing that it was going to be exactly. A thing, you know?
Yeah, that was the second thing I was going to say. It's like, oh, now we can start that podcast.
It was like a few years before it ever came into existence.
I
but like,
I got to let it, you know, let it simmer for a bit first. You know, I got to let her recover.
Thanks to that breakup, the podcast was born because of that.
Shout out to breakups, man.
I know. Speaking of breakups, let's move on to our next point. How do you decide when to let a friendship go?
I don't. sorry. I feel like guys don't really, they just kind of like ghost each other. Damn.
That's so immature.
Is it though? I feel like, yeah, guys.
Unless there's like a mutual like men's
relationships, it really depends on the generally. I feel like guys are a lot more immature in how they resolve relationships, and I feel like that's why there's that whole like meme around like all men are trash. Well, that thing that was like really big a few years ago is because like men just don't know how to like resolve relationships or how to like I don't know. The culture around how men deal with relationships is not very fleshed out, including between guys. You know what that's due to? What?
Lack of emotional maturity.
Well, you know, it's been working for the past however many long years. I was about to say 2000. However many long years, humanity has been around. So
I don't know if it's been working though. What? But I don't know if it's been working though.
Yeah, it hasn't really been. But you know, we still deal with it.
But like, okay, as adults, these are just some of the reasons that I've kind of outlined of like why adult friendships would typically end or like fall apart, I guess.
Yeah.
Some of them could be due to life situations. So, you know, you or your friend gets married and that puts a strain on the relationship.
I don't think that happens with guys. I guess that's the other side of it.
I've seen it in movies though, well, where like a guy will get married and then he kind of like he struggles to make time for his friends because he's only making time for his wife. Mm-hmm. And so the guy friends like kind of feel like, damn, like, you know, you're in a relationship now. So you're just not with us anymore.
That movie is probably written by women then.
No, like, like if you, it depends. Like if you had a cadence of like hanging out every Friday with a group of guys and then all of a sudden, like you're no longer.
Yeah, I feel like, okay, guys can have tension between friendships, between, friendships, whatever. But, like, it doesn't take a lot to
resolve
that. Yeah. Mm. Like, guys can literally just meet up maybe a year later, be like, yo, man, I was tripping. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, man. You know how things get. It's busy, whatever. And be like, yeah, you're good, bro. We're back. And just hug each other and they're good. That's how it is. Like, it has to be a really big thing to cause tension, but I feel like it's easier for guys to get back to the status quo.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Like they're more willing. Yeah, they're more willing to like work it out and figure it out because first off, there wasn't a lot of like investment or not investment. Yeah, I guess you would say investment to begin with. Like as we spoke earlier, like guys don't really like ask a lot of details about life. They just want to make sure you're good.
I mean, or like you just feel like you're missing out though. Then. You're missing out from like a quality friendship.
Nah, because to us that is quality, you know? It's like it doesn't require a lot of work.
Yeah, but like who
but you can still call them up and be like, yo, let's go and watch this movie. Oh yo, let's go golfing. Let's go I don't know why you say golfing because I don't know golfing. Let's go like
shoot some hoops.
I don't shoot hoops either. Let's go
for a walk.
Yeah, walks.
What? Like what else? Let's go to the gym. Oh,
go hiking, go to the gym, something like that. And yeah, we honestly just want someone to go out and do things with.
But who is your emotional companion aside from
your wife?
No, but aside from her, because yes, you have the
I think that's the problem right now in society is that like
you can't put too much of an expectation on your spouse to be the catch-all bucket. Like you need to be able to separate. Well,
like okay, so back in the day, like men always had that third space that they would always meet up at, whether it be like the gym or, well, yeah, that's still a thing, but like
the barbershop,
like there were places that men would just hang out together. And I feel like a lot of those third spaces have the culture around building those third spaces has kind of dwindled over time, which is why you have this epidemic of like men out here who are turning to like the red pill, or
it's the lonely men epidemic.
Yeah, the lonely men epidemic is because of that, because of the lack of third spaces where men can like be together and do things, right? And it didn't require, again, it didn't require a lot of investment. Like, it's not like you're going there to talk and like, I don't know, ask about details in your life. Like, maybe that might come up, but a lot of times you'd be distracted by doing something, right?
But like, okay, so here's the thing, right? Because I feel like women, what women are, or some women are really good at doing is fostering really close relationships by building their foundation off of like, you know, common interests, like truly working on the mental and emotional closeness with another woman. And so whether it's good times or bad times, like they're able to have friends that can support them, uplift them, you know, be there for them. Men, because your closeness comes from the activities that you're doing.
Yeah.
When a guy is going through a hard time, let's just say like it's easy to talk about a breakup, like he's going through a breakup. Like, yeah, he can call you to be like, Amir, let's go have dessert. Let's go to a coffee shop, because you know how men love Yemeni coffee shops all of a sudden. Let's just say that's the case. But you don't like, because your friendship isn't based on like talking about life and stuff in a deep way. It's like you almost, he doesn't know how to bring it up to you. You don't know how to bring it up to him. So you're kind of just like, yeah, so how's work? Yep, good. Yeah, okay. You feeling better? Like, it's like awkward.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's perfect. How society has built relationships. I mean,
but don't how you feel men like have you're built lacking? Like
relationships in the past how many number of years, but
yeah.
That's just how it is right now. At least from my opinion. Like maybe things might actually I have seen things getting better where men are like more open to talking about to each other about these things, but it still happens in those places. Like it might happen on the ball court when everybody's like taking a break after it's finished. There's some guy who like starts expressing himself, whatever, but you still had that distraction of ball and like, you know, you can be as open as you want to. And then you can just, you can distract me like, okay, let me go and play a little bit and I'll come back and give a little bit more details. Yeah. It's just, you know, the format of how we express ourselves is a little bit different. And also men and women are just fundamentally different in just how our brain works in general. So how we resolve those issues or how we even like express the things that are going on currently is different. It's going to look different, but we do it and things. And like, that is something that is getting better in society around men, but it's just that like the format is going to look a little bit different. It might look wrong to certain people or to women, but it's working. I feel like we just need to be more, we need to emphasize on the things that are working and like, propagate that everywhere because, you know, we still do have the lonely men epidemic or whatever. So, and there's a reason for that. And I feel like it's because, like I mentioned, the third spaces, the lack of third spaces. But as we get people to go out into those third spaces and meet up more and like build around something more positive, because unfortunately, like I mentioned also with the red pill, that turned into the third space. And that's how men started kind of were socializing. But that was like a negative third space. When you can maybe promote more positive third spaces, like whether it be, you know, they join a MMA club, a running club, something that's more positive.
Yeah, I do think like COVID definitely in one sense helped a lot of people become more self-aware and, you know, practice more self-help or go to other resources like therapy, for example. But on the contrary, it also was like the rise of like online forums, whether it's Clubhouse, like Reddit was always a thing, but like I feel like during COVID there was like an increased usage just because no one was leaving their house. And so you know, like while the online forums can be, can also be considered a third space if used in a positive way, but it can also be used in a negative way too. So yeah, like the lonely man epidemic, I think comes from a large group of men that don't know how to foster close relationships. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're struggling with that. So like while they can go and hang out with friends and like do activities with them, it's hard for them. Like it's truly difficult for them to be like vulnerable and talk about their feelings for mm-hmm. whatever reason. Maybe they're just not used to it, or you know, they're scared, or they just don't feel safe. And you know, it's sad, but that could cause them to spiral in a negative way.
Yeah. And it's also like the lack of like positive influences.
Yeah.
Usually older, because men usually like to look to like more someone who's more senior than them.
Yeah.
And if there isn't someone who's like a positive example of that, of like, you know, speaking your mind, not speaking your mind,
just being comfortable. Yeah. Being comfortable yourself.
Expressing yourself and those kind of things. Then
yeah.
Yeah. You get a lot. And then there might be someone else who takes advantage of that
mm-hmm.
and gives them like negative feedback or negative advice
mm.
on like how to maybe, you know, don't express yourself. That's not
what's going to get
you. Yeah, be a man, that kind of thing. And that's unfortunately what's been propagated more on the internet. And because of, you know, as you mentioned, COVID and people just being more online
mm-hmm.
and those people being the most, you know, known faces online, whether it be like, what's his name, Andrew Tate,
yes,
that kind of thing, then yeah, you get this epidemic of lonely men. So that's a huge part of it as well. I feel like COVID really messed things up, man.
It did. Mm-hmm. It messed it up for a lot of people, mm-hmm. but then it also was like a moment to slow down and reset for a lot of people too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it did for me.
Yeah, me too.
But I think for the majority of people, it did mm-hmm. the opposite.
Yeah.
Right? They kind of spiraled, and then you get things like, I don't know, Trump 2028 or 2024. I don't want to say too loud because, you know, YouTube be watching.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so back to like the reasons why you would outgrow friendship. So I mentioned like life situations, like you get married. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, your commitments in life change. You no longer have as much free time as you once did.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you know, your friends who either have already been married or they're single or they're just not like, they just have more time than you
mm-hmm.
maybe don't understand, or it's like you like if you're the one that's getting married, you're struggling to make time for both commitments, yeah. you know, like it's like you got a full time. If you're working, you have a full time job. You have to obviously work on your new marriage or relationship. Mm-hmm. If it's just a relationship, you have to family commitments. Mm-hmm. You still have a family. They don't just disappear after you get married.
Basically describing my past year.
Yeah. And so like you feel like you're being pulled in all these directions. Mm-hmm. And so something has to give. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes your friendships suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And like from my perspective, I always used to say like, oh, when I get married, like I would never be that person that like drops my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I do acknowledge though that
surprise.
I do acknowledge though that like obviously your whole schedule, your routine changes completely because mm-hmm. when you live with your parents, a lot of things are convenient,
mm-hmm.
you know, like things are truly convenient because you have your parents who pick up your slack basically, like, mm-hmm. you know, you could take turns grocery shopping, for example. Just like there's a bunch of like there's shared responsibilities, what I'm trying to get at. And when you get married and move out on your own, well, that responsibility falls on you and your spouse. Yeah. And that's it. And, you know, I fully like I'm aware of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that it's always going to be easy to maintain friendships, but it just requires extra effort. That's it. And effort that you may not have the energy to put in.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm understanding of it. However, like when I think about it, I think although it may be difficult for me to juggle a new relationship and mm-hmm. work and my family and the podcast, for example, like if I'm talking about myself, and then also make time for my friends, it's like, yes, I still want to hang out with you and we still deserve our time together. It's just probably going to look a little different.
Yeah. Those memes or those videos I used to see,
mm.
I thought they were jokes at first, but they're more real than anything. Like, it'll be a bunch of friends mm-hmm. on text being like, okay, share all your schedules. Let's see when we can all, like, when we're all free at the same time. It's like, oh, it looks like we're all free 3 months from now on on like a Friday after work. Right? And it legit might actually be like that. Like, that's the reality of the situation now. where you have to like plan these things literally months ahead of time. Damn, that's a why is the thing so big? Why is the opening gets water all over your lips?
It literally splashed up my nostril. I was trying to like wipe it gracefully.
Oh my god.
That's a liter for you.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my water intake in.
Okay. I ain't drink no water today.
I can tell. I'm just kidding.
My throat can tell, man. I'm probably got like white foam going on the top side of my lips.
No, I'd tell you. I'd be like, hey.
Okay.
Yeah. But that happens to me now. Mm-hmm. Like, even now, like in my, I was literally just texting a friend and she was like, oh my God, do you want to go for a walk this Friday? Like, let's mm-hmm. go like just walk around. And I was like, oh my God, I would love that. Mm-hmm. But then I looked at my schedule mm-hmm. and I was like, damn it, I have a wedding Saturday, so I have to record Friday. Ah, man. So I was like, fine. Mm-hmm. I'm like, when are you free next? You want to do next weekend? She's like, I can't next weekend. How about the following weekend, the 24th? I'm like, beautiful. Let's pencil it in.
Hey, it might come to the point where you have to start doing stuff midway through the week. It's well, like we on a did, Thursday or something.
We did suggest, like, we both work downtown. So mm-hmm. it's like, why don't we just meet for dinner afterwards? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But, like, I totally get that, too. Mm-hmm. I just think that. Even my own brother, like my brother when he was married with no kids versus my brother with one kid versus now with two kids. Mm-hmm. So last week, I'm about to put Sebri on blast. So when you're listening to this, you already know. Last week, as you know, he signed up for the 5K with me. Yeah. Shout out to my brother for supporting. This one over here, though, didn't support. he's going to show up with a sign.
I'll be there. Exactly.
If you don't show up with a sign... You actually have to go to the dollar store and buy me Bristol board.
Okay.
And it should say runs how to run, like run for us, run.
I got it. I got you guys. Okay. I got to make two though. Got to support my brother too.
Steve's also going.
Three then, I guess.
It's the S Club.
S Club. Oh,
Sara, yeah. Sabri, and Steve.
S Club.
And Marwa, actually. She's flying in for it.
It throws it off. Forget about Marwa. She's off the list. She's getting booted.
but yeah, so like, for example, Sebri, mm-hmm. remember how free he used to be?
Yeah.
And so as we were talking about the race, I'm like, oh my God, you know what? To motivate each other, we should totally, because sibling rivalry is a thing, okay? Mm-hmm. There is nothing that will motivate me more than wanting to beat Sebri.
Wait, if you guys do something, I want to do something on the side too.
What, like run?
Yeah, like if you guys are gonna like meet up for a run, I'm joining.
Really?
Yeah. When are you guys doing that?
You want to come tomorrow morning? You know the trail at my by my house?
I could probably come tomorrow morning.
Like 9?
Not
sleep over here. It's closer for you.
I ain't bringing nothing with me.
Okay. Damn it. Okay, we'll plan for next week.
Okay.
So he a week in advance we planned this, and he told me last week that he was coming at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. Friday afternoon, he goes, oh my God, don't be mad.
What?
But I actually forgot that I'm taking the kids somewhere Saturday. I already had plans. And I said, oh. He's like, but it's okay. I'll come over Sunday. I said, well, I have plans Sunday. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, okay. So now, today, he messages me, hey, don't forget 5K mm-hmm. tomorrow. I said, we'll see. Or do you have secret plans that you're going to magically remember Saturday mm-hmm. morning? He's like, no. Last week was just, I forgot. But
so, man's going to sleep in. It's going to be 8:30 and be like, yo, the kids are sick now. I can't.
You know what? All of our parent friends.
Yeah.
Y'all love saying my kid's sick. I can't come. Mm. I know that's a cop out. But I'm going to use it too when
exactly.
I'm a parent.
Exactly. I was about to say, it's like I'm going to use it too.
Yeah. I'll be like, yo, cough real quick. Oh, did you hear that? My kid's sick. But yeah, so like that's definitely a couple of, I think, realistic reasons mm-hmm. of why a friendship could fall apart. Because if you're not a parent or if you're not married, sometimes for some people it's hard to put yourself in that position, like put yourself in that person's shoes, because mm-hmm. you don't know what it's like. You don't have kids and you don't have a spouse. So it's like, while you can empathize and be like, okay, I get it, for like the first 5 times that your friend cancels, mm-hmm. after a while you're gonna be like, man, I'm just not gonna invite that person, because they're obviously not gonna be able to make it. Mm-hmm. And that's where the friendship breakdown begins. Mm. Unfortunately.
Yeah, invites are the things. Like when like you realize how strong that relationship is when it comes down to invites or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know,
unfortunately,
certain lists, man, you just make rules. I'm just saying, okay.
But here's another one that I thought was interesting, and I want to know your thoughts on it. Okay, out earning your friends and how that will impact your time spent.
Out earning or outgrowing?
Out earning, like financially. So let's say you all are in different tax brackets.
I don't even think I've never thought about that actually.
Me neither, until my friend that told me about these points, and I was like, oh. And so I thought about it, like, I want to take a step further.
Yeah.
And how that could impact your friendship is, like, let's say you want to go on vacation and your friend makes less than you.
Yeah.
And so your friend is like, let's just get, like, a hostel. Like, it's fine. Like, we could just share with random people. But you're like, no, I worked hard this year and I want a bougie-ass hotel where I have turndown service. And so your friend's like, what?
No, I was going to say, like, it depends on the type of person you are.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but here's the thing, right? Because you could be super generous and you're like, you know what? I got a fat bonus and a good raise. I'm going to treat you. Let me get the hotel.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to say. Yeah. But like, are you going to do that for every single vacation?
How many vacations are you going on?
Like, what if you just, like, you're traveling is your thing? Like, we travel.
Sometimes you just got to pick up on context. You'd be like, you know, this person really has been dropping a lot of hints, being like, yo, I'm taking up extra hours. I'm struggling. Yo, this rent is kicking my behind, right? So that those are like context, those little breadcrumbs to understand, okay, this is where this person's at. So when it comes to like suggesting trips, it's like, okay, maybe I might not bring it up to them, or like I'll be like,
so they lose it on the invite.
What,
they lose it on the invite?
Yeah.
And that's how the friendship breaks down. Because that friend's gonna be like, damn, he ain't invited.
Well, like, it depends on the trip. It's like, are you going on a, are you taking everybody else? And that person's just being left behind? In that case, no, then I wouldn't drop. But like, if I just wanted to go on a trip by myself and was like, ooh, who should I go with? I'm not gonna like bring, I'm not gonna give that, make that person like feel awkwardly, feel uncomfortable, whatever, on like replying. Be like, oh, okay, I'll just ask this other person. Or I might just not go on the trip if I feel like there's a friend. Yeah.
You'd miss it on the whole trip?
Yeah. Why not?
You're a good. He's a good man, Savannah. Hanan. He's a
Who'd you say? You say Savannah?
Yeah, that's the meme.
Is it?
He's a good man, Savannah?
I've never heard that in my life. I'm sorry. That, these are, there are memes. Even I don't know.
Do apparently. You feel like me, season one? Remember season one, you would always make references and I'd be what?
That's Where'd you get that meme from? What is that?
It's literally all over TikTok. Just what? In the search, search up, he's a good man, Savannah.
He's a good man, Savannah. A good man.
I have never seen this. This is on the women's side of TikTok. I've never, that's not me.
I think so.
Yeah.
But anyways. You know, okay, vacations aside, because that's one part, but like hangouts now. So like, let's say.
One caveat from the thing before. I also never am the one to initiate trips. So that's maybe that's why I've never had to even think about that.
Valid.
Right? Yeah.
That's valid. Okay, I can get that. I can understand that point.
See? There you go. See,
but you may not be the one that to initiate it. But like, let's say one, like in our group of friends, we're all like, oh my God, we all want to, let's go somewhere this year. Like we've been saying. Like, let's all travel at the same time. And so every year we make a pact to like travel somewhere nice. And we want to go somewhere bougie or whatever, spend a lot of money. And one person in our friend group is like, oh man, like, that's an expensive hotel. Can we do something cheaper? Would you tell all of the people in the group, like, hey, guys, let's be accommodating? Or would you tell that one friend, like, hey, like...
I feel like I'm also different in this. Because, like, if I was that person, I'd be like, yo, guys, I ain't got the money for this. I'm out.
Yeah.
I would just straight up just be like, I ain't got money for this. Unless someone's paying for me, I'm out.
Yeah.
And I just dip.
But I respect that.
And I wouldn't feel any way about it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay, go have fun, guys. Yeah. Yeah. As my family right now is all in Japan. I'm the only one left behind.
Amir's definitely crying himself to sleep right now. Because I don't know if you guys know this about him, but Japan was his dream. Okay, he's been wanting to go.
You know what? It's, you know, I just knew it wasn't for me. It wasn't meant for me. If right now, right now, it's not meant for me.
You needed the most. Okay,
you know, we got a lot on our plate right now. Literally, I'm in that situation. Money is kind of tight right now, okay, for certain things coming up. So, you know, well, it's not like tight, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
but
you got other expenses.
Exactly,
right now.
Exactly. So I made a fiscally responsible decision to sit this one out. Okay?
Yeah, and like you have things to prepare for.
Exactly.
So That's understandable.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, you know, would you be like, let's say we have an imaginary friend, because I ain't going to throw any of our friends under the bus. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahumma barak. All of our friends are doing fantastic in their careers. May Allah bless them and protect them.
I mean,
yes, exactly. But let's say Billy Bob is our other friend, and he is just, he going through it. Okay. Maybe he just like, he didn't get laid off, but okay. He got laid off and he's like, you know what? I don't want to be jobless. So I'm just going to work part time at a retail store. It's minimum wage, but hey, it's giving me income. Okay. And he has severe FOMO, like so severe that he is willing to, what's that thing? Klarna. Is it Klarna?
Yeah.
He'll Klarna his ticket. Can you do that for airlines?
You can do for almost anything these days.
He'll put on his credit card, okay? And he'll worry about the expenses later. And, you know, expenses are racking up. And he was like, wait, how much is the hotel if we split it? I don't know if I could do that. Would you be a real one? Would you either A, just e-transfer him some money to cover the hotel or cover his hotel share? B, just be like, hey, man, just sit this one out. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Like, we'll go on another trip next time. We'll go camping.
Yeah.
Or would you see, convince everyone in the group to just cancel the whole vacation?
So, you know, people make their own financial decisions, okay? If they're willing to go into debt for that kind of stuff, you know, it's who am I to say?
Wow.
There, okay?
Really?
But, you know, everybody should pay their share. But okay. One second. It depends on like how much, like if I'm paying for like one more person's.
It's you and Hanan. Hanan's in the picture already. So you're paying for this vacation now?
Yeah.
Assuming she's with you now. So you're not just paying for you, you're paying for the two of you.
You know, if that person I would hope would have the self, what do they call it? Self-awareness to realize, hey, if I do this, I'm going to awkwardly, you know, create a situation where other people might have to pay for me. So I should myself, as a good person, sit this one out or like choose to sit this one out without having them, you know, suggest it initially and make things awkward. Okay.
No, but because, like, what would you tell Billy Bob?
No, I'm saying like, you know, I would have to, maybe this is one situation situations where a friendship breakup might be necessary. Because if you don't have the self-awareness to be like, hey, I can't afford this to a degree, I might try and work things out. Like maybe, but like if it's like we're covering the whole thing for that person, then I'll be like, nah, be like, you know, if you are our true friend, you should know that you're putting us all in an awkward situation. You should probably sit this one out. But like, I would be looking at them like, so, you know, you feel like other people should take on the burden of your own irresponsibilities?
You know, me today, if it was like a Billy Bob, like, you know, has expressed to me like, oh, I'm struggling financially, and I'm doing this part-time job just to like get by, but I really want to go on this trip with you guys. Like me, I'm the type of person that like, if it's like a one-time thing, I'll be like, you know what, Billy Bob, here, hold the money, you can have it.
That much?
But it depends. Like, I'm not gonna like fund your flight. I'll fund your hotel, and like I'll give you allowance for the week for money, and don't, I mean for food, and just like don't mention it ever again.
But I feel like that can always
do you feel like I'd be enabling them?
Yeah, also, and then you be, I feel like you might be enabling them, but then I've heard that like people are weird with money, where like when you do something for them, they start to feel like they owe you, and when someone feels like they owe you, they might actually distance themselves from you because it makes things awkward, because now they feel like, oh, do they think they're above me? So like, no. I want to avoid, because I don't know, I want to avoid that whole situation altogether, right? Because then that person thinks like they owe you now.
And it's not even like that. Like, I would really just have a real conversation with Billy Bob and just be like, look, I understand that you're going to feel left out. And like, what's important to you? If you truly, truly like, it's end all be all, you have to go on this trip. Like, here's the money. If they don't want to take it, if they don't want to accept it from me as a gift and they want to borrow it, I'm just not going to, like, I'm going to tell them you have however long that you need to pay it back to me, take your time.
That's also makes things awkward too, because then people become more distant when people owe people money. When
but like, that's why I would offer it as a gift first, like, here, just have it.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like people
that way you don't owe me.
If, I don't know, you might not. I'm not saying everyone is like this, but a lot of a lot of people, some people might feel awkward either way, because they feel like they kind of owe you in a way, and they feel like anything they do after the fact, like, let's say this person, because like they don't make the best financial decisions, they're always Ubering, and now after you give them money and they know they owe you money, or they feel like they owe you something, when they start making purchases after the fact, then they start feeling guilty about it, and they start distancing from themselves from you, because you hear from through the grapevine or whatever, like, oh, they just bought like a $300, $400 jacket. I don't know, whatever. It's like, you don't know, maybe they really needed a jacket or something, but then your mind, like, I just gave them like this much money for a trip, and now they're spending. You might think that, or they might think that, you think that. It creates a whole awkward situation.
I get that. Right? I get that.
Yeah. Because in the back of the day, I remember one of the early episodes, I don't know how long ago this was, I said that I'd be willing to give someone money, like, like $5,000 without thinking about it, like without having to, with it feeling like they need to pay it back or whatever.
Yeah.
But then now that I'm older and more mature, I feel like that would create tension within relationship, even if like, you said there's no strings attached.
I get what you mean. Mm-hmm. I think, and I could see that scenario playing out.
Yeah.
But I think that's why, like, and it's not me thinking that I'm better than them or like lecturing them in order to give them the money. But it's like, if this trip is that important to you, would you accept, like, I would ask them, would you accept money? Like, I wouldn't just throw it in their face. But like, if you want to come, we're not going to ask the whole group to pick a hotel that nobody wants to stay at, for example. Like, let's, like, we all want to stay here. If you want to stay here, how much can you afford? We can just pitch in and help you, or I can help you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
you know, as what long I mean?
They're,
And so, like, but I get what you mean by, like, now they feel like embarrassed, or maybe like they feel like, oh, I can't spend how I normally spend. But maybe that's a reality check for them. Like, hey, that's probably why you're in the position that you're in, because you're spending excessively.
Yeah.
When really you should be making smarter financial decisions, for example.
I just hope, as a frugal person myself, you know, I just hope that the group is already making the best and most, like, financially, what do they call it, efficient choices when it comes to a trip, like not choosing that bougie hotel. Like,
well, no, like, you're paying, like, you get what you pay for type of thing. Like, let's say we wanted an all-inclusive. Actually, all-inclusives are typically not as expensive, right?
Yeah.
But, like, let's just say we liked this hotel because of location and the amenities and just the overall, like, cleanliness, comfort, whatever the main reason.
I would be the person protest in that. I'll be like, nah, let's just find some cheap spot. Like, all we're going to do, because when you go on a trip, like, okay, when you go on group trips, usually you're going to a place where you're going to be out a lot. So the only thing you're going to be doing at that hotel is most likely sleeping.
And right? Showering.
You're sleeping and showering. Ready. Right? As long as there's a bathroom and a bed, that's all you need.
Yeah, but, like, you know, sometimes...
No, you never really sit in a hotel like that.
What about the breakfast?
What? I don't care. You're going to go out to eat breakfast. Like, you're out... When you're out somewhere, you want to experience the city, the culture, the food there. So why eat some, like, trash-ass, like, hotel breakfast when you can go out there and have, like, some nice brunch?
But not all hotel breakfast is trash. Some of it's actually really good.
Okay, if it's, like... If it's still, you know what? Yeah, because let's say you are trying to save money as a frugal person. Like, if it's included, sure.
That's find what a place. I'm saying.
But, like, if it's the difference between, like, getting, like, a $50 place versus, like, $110 place a night.
Where are you finding a $50 hotel, first of all?
You know, it's the same, man.
That's a motel.
Huh?
That's a motel. And one thing about
motels. There was times where I was willing to look at hostels, too, so.
Don't admit that.
But that was because I was, like, by myself at the time, so.
When did you ever travel alone?
No, there's a place I went to, Vancouver once. Or not Vancouver, it was like Calgary or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, now I'm thinking about it.
It's because you were, that trip was last minute.
I think I owe someone some money.
Amir. Because
I was being super frugal.
Why? Well, wasn't that because you guys waited last minute? I might have created this
awkward situation thinking about it.
You probably distanced yourself, didn't you?
What? No. Oh. Because I just realized that, but
yeah,
because I didn't realize it wasn't awkward for me.
but like, you know, these are real situations. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes they could. Haven't you ever heard about the whole typical like Miami? Like if you want to end your relationship, if you want to end your friendship with a girl, go to Miami. There's like this thing, this lore, mm-hmm. where if a group of girls go to Miami together, they almost always come back not being friends anymore. Yeah,
but that's because like of the culture there, and just I don't think it applies to us.
No, it doesn't apply to us. I'm just saying like that part of what's included in mm-hmm. that scenario is like people's budgets are different.
Oh yeah.
You know, so it's like. One person might have an extensive budget, the other one might be like a little bit smaller, mm-hmm. but because they don't openly communicate that before they go on the trip, clashes happen.
Yeah, so you'd hope that all that stuff is communicated beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everyone like is on the same page, so mm-hmm. when you get there, it's not like, oh, we're doing snorkeling tomorrow. It's like, how much is like $500?
Like 500
each?
That's what I brought for the week.
See, exactly, right? There should be like surprise events that you have to pay a bunch of money for.
Yeah.
Right? So as long as everything's communicated ahead of time, I think it'll work out fine.
And then the other one that I had here was close proximity friendships. So, you know, like you're friends with like your think of like
cousins,
childhood friends, people mm-hmm. that you grew up with.
Yeah.
People that you saw every day, like school, for example. Mm-hmm. And then let's say after elementary or after high school, your best childhood and high school friend moves away mm-hmm. and goes to school at a different city.
Yeah.
Over time, like you may, you know, keep in touch and they may come home for like the weekends sometimes mm-hmm. or the holidays and then. You know, the years go by and they just get busier. Maybe they have a girlfriend or a boyfriend and mm-hmm. so they're going to go with that person's family now or they move to a different country. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so naturally the friendship falls apart.
I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like friends can sometimes come with seasons. That mm-hmm. makes sense. So like, you know, this person was in your life for a certain time. You benefited from each other in some way. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, because of certain circumstances, you might have grown apart and now like... You lose connection, now you moved on to another friendship or like another part of your life, right?
Yeah.
So as you grow, this happens to everyone, you know, elementary school, high school, university.
Yeah.
You make a bunch of friends. They help you get through what you're going through at the time. You're all like going through a similar shared experience. Mm. You know, you benefit from each other, whether it may not even like, you know, influence each other to do other things that are bad, but you learn from those mistakes, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you move on to the next phase of your life.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple of them might come with you. Maybe none of them will come with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're just happy that you made memories and you learned from those memories and you just move on. That's how I think about it, at least.
Do you have any, like, of your childhood friends that you're still friends with?
Childhood friends?
Or, like, elementary school, high school?
Yeah, like, there are a couple from high school here and there, but still it's, like, a little bit more distant now just due to how busy it's been in the past couple years.
Yeah.
And I do every once in a while have, like, some high school or even elementary school friends who will, like, reach out.
That's so cute.
Right? But then I'm like, so busy. I'm like, we'll have to make some time. But, like, then it's, like, a year later. It's, like, I'm sorry, man. It's, like, just no time, literally.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I never thought about it as, like, a negative thing. Right, I've never like cried overnight for it's like losing.
No,
those friends.
I mean mm-hmm. probably not because it usually those friendships that end, mm-hmm. there's never really a fight. It kind of just like you just naturally drift apart.
Yeah.
But then when you're an adult, mm-hmm. you obviously like you're working, mm-hmm. and so naturally the close proximity is no longer a classmate. It's now a coworker. Mm-hmm. And I just have to say, like, some of my best friends are now my coworkers.
Really?
But it's crazy because it's not like you're in school where you're all the same age and you're all mm-hmm. in the same place in life.
Yeah.
You could become best friends like Jeff.
With like a middle-aged man.
Jeff is like 46.
Yeah.
And we're like besties. Mm-hmm. Like, we couldn't be any more different. Mm-hmm. Or one of my friends, Liz, who's also a little bit older and has like kids and a spouse and like... Mm-hmm. Love her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But and then I have friends that are my age. Like I've talked about Nico and Jordana, I feel like a bunch of times. But like and if they're ever listening to this, they're gonna be like, oh my god.
What? Chief said my name.
When is it my turn on the podcast? Nico's been asking. He wants to come on this podcast so bad. Nico, never. here's your moment. No, your please. 5 seconds of fame. No, but like it's so interesting like having friends from like all different age groups mm-hmm. and like the things that we talk about.
Yeah.
And it's no longer just like someone that's my age and we just talk about like the same things. Mm-hmm. Now it's like the topics, first of all, a lot of times we become best friends with people at work because you just, there's not just the close proximity and you spend like a large portion of your day with mm-hmm. them. But it's also, I mean, thankfully, I'm not in a toxic workplace. But usually mm-hmm. when you're in a toxic workplace, it's just trauma bonding.
Yeah.
Because of how much you hate the place or your mm-hmm. boss or whatever. But it's just like normal things that you typically would be annoyed at mm-hmm. at work. You now have
There's no one else you can relate to except for the people at work.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so I just find it interesting because obviously, like I mentioned earlier in this episode, like mm-hmm. we are blessed to have built-in best friends with our cousins and people that we grew up with. Mm-hmm. And so I've never felt deprived of friends
yeah.
my entire life. But it's also, I don't feel like I don't want to make any more friends. Like, I will happily make mm-hmm. more friends if I want to, like, and if I bond with someone.
Yeah.
And so I still have. But, like, and I know you are close with some of your coworkers.
Yeah.
That literally follow me too.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. You know, so like, I guess in this sense, like, let's say you decide to pursue another opportunity mm-hmm. and so you leave the place that you work.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your friendships that you've made there can be sustained even after you leave that place? You're no longer seeing them every day?
Mm-hmm. I don't know yet. Because first of all, I'm really bad, again, to go back to the beginning, I'm really bad at like cultivating or like
maintaining.
But like work for me is like a very similar situation to like high school and elementary school thing. It's like it's part of the season. Mm. So like as the seasons change, you know, maybe one or two there are like evergreens, mm-hmm. evergreen friends, like things that like will always be there throughout your life, whether it be like you guys, family and stuff like that, that mm-hmm. I consider also friends or just and then like, you know, you might plant a couple more evergreens. Throughout your life, as the seasons change, right? I don't know. I don't know why I'm trying to relate it to like the seasons changing and all that stuff. But like, yeah, you maybe plant a couple more of them become more rooted. But yeah, I need to see what happens after mm-hmm. I move on. Inshallah, you never know. I could be there until I retire, right?
Yeah, you never know.
And they might end up leaving, right? And then mm-hmm. it's up to them to whether or not they want to. Actually, it's not really up to them. It's kind of up to you. But it's kind of weird when someone else leaves. It's like, are you the person who reached out more or do they? But that's something to figure out later. But it might be
like a once a month, like let's catch up.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think the true testament is if your friendship mm-hmm. isn't solely based on the job. Mm-hmm. Like if every time you guys talk, whether during work hours or after, if it's mm-hmm. only about work, that friendship most likely will not continue if one of you mm-hmm. leaves or if both of you leave.
Yeah.
But if you're able to, like, if you were able to maintain or cultivate a friendship that's based on, like, your personal lives, mm-hmm. common interests, like, you guys have a lot in common.
Yeah.
It's very likely and possible that the friendship can continue. Yeah.
It is likely that with the job I'm doing now, just because I've been there for so long,
yeah.
there are a couple people or a few people there that I would probably continue to have contact with afterwards. Mm-hmm. But if I was there for maybe only 2 or 3 years,
yeah.
for me personally, that would be very unlikely.
Yeah,
it would just be part of the season. I'll be friends with them like as we're working. We'd just be coworkers. You know, maybe we'll have like those like work dinners and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. outside of that, it's not really getting much deeper.
Yeah, that's pretty valid. Mm-hmm. That's pretty valid.
But that's just how I am, right?
It's yeah.
Like I said, I'd be in no new friends, man.
I'm really curious to see, like, for those of you that are listening to this episode, mm-hmm. Are you more like me or are you more like Amir where like you're kind of satisfied with the friends that you have? And mm-hmm. let me get it straight. I'm very satisfied and content and actually very grateful for
yeah.
the friendships that I have currently. And I'm not looking to make more friends because I'm not satisfied with that. Mm-hmm. I'm just an extrovert. I love people. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's literally it. So don't get it twisted.
And leave me the hell alone. I'm playing.
Don't say that. I'm playing. Amir loves people too.
Yeah. Okay? I love people. Like in person, I'm super like personable and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
you're gonna make people think that you're not.
Good luck getting a text back though.
That's very true. But he texts me because he knows he has to. It was like a rule. I told him, listen, if we're gonna do this podcast together, you have to text mm-hmm. back.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, I'm gonna call you.
Just know I'm busy, okay? It's busy, okay. But yeah, we're gonna end it there.
Yeah, we will. I truly am like very excited to see your responses. Mm-hmm. Let us know your experience, even if you're not an adult and maybe you're still in school, mm-hmm. how you've navigated through the different transitions of like elementary school to high school to, you know, university or college, or like even just life after high school. Mm-hmm. Like, let us know how you've been navigating the friendships, and, you know, we can interact in the comments. I don't mm-hmm. know if we had any comments this week. I'm not going to lie. I haven't checked.
We just posted it because we're recording this on a Friday.
Yeah.
And so we just posted it yesterday. So it's still kind of fresh. There was actually one I wanted to reply back to right now. Let me see if it's still up there. FA6534 asked, she asked, I thought Amir and Hanan were already married, both Islamically and legally. Was it a post-nuptial bachelorette? And yeah, it was basically, well, like we have like a wedding coming up.
Yeah, like they did their nikah, but
yeah, we have like a cultural wedding coming up.
Yeah,
but we did the nikah, so we're like married both legally and Islamically. But this is kind of like the bachelorette was kind of like
pre-wedding festivities.
Yeah, pre-wedding festivities, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. I'm just seeing this comment.
Which one?
Shish kebab. Shish kebab or shish kebab. I'm so early. I don't know what to say. Sana looks amazing, by the way. Allahumma barak. Thank you. That's so nice. That's very nice. And then Hayat21 Muhammad says, wait, what? I'm a longtime Aisha fan. I never knew that. I'm assuming she's referring to her second name.
Yeah.
Sorry, we spilled the secret.
I know. She's going to hate us for that. Hopefully she didn't see it yet.
She probably didn't listen to it yet because she's busy in Japan, but it's okay. Sorry, Guzman. We love you.
We love you. Okay. And we love you guys too.
We love you guys.
Well, actually, only those who hit the like button and subscribe to the channel.
And leave a comment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Cousin Connection Pod. So do that now if you want this love. But until then, we'll see y'all next week. Bye.